USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least one person is dead, and first responders continue to conduct search and rescue missions after a part of a condominium collapsed in Surfside, Florida, early Thursday morning. Dozens of Miami-Dade fire rescue units are on the scene trying to find survivors. Abigail Crosby, a visitor from Virginia, was staying at a resort next door when the condo collapsed.
My reaction was panic mode. I just threw the phone down and raced to pick up my aunt's kids and try to get them out.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. At least 99 people remain unaccounted for. Gas prices are expected to remain above $3 a gallon for most of the summer. That's according to GasBuddy.com, which is also reporting the national average for a gallon of gasoline is expected to be $3.11 during the 4th of July holiday. USA Radio News.
All right, we have goat yoga lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, Regan, can you go
at down? Finley Fitness, personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Awesome. Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late.
Hey, Dylan, can you... Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.